This week on The Winning Life, it's been my joy to have a longtime friend. I wanted to say lifelong because it seems like I've known you all my life.
I know it does, doesn't it?
Most of it, I should say. Because we're getting younger all the time.
All the time. Mm-hmm. Just like fine wine. Getting better, aren't we?
You're getting better. But Ron Jones has been with us. You were with us at the very beginning when He's Alive Radio
started. I am
the
Alpha and Omega.
Are you? Yes, Master. But you were here in the early days, and we had a share-a-thon. You may not remember this because you do so many things and help different radio stations and travel, and you've been on TBN, you've been on the old PTL Club, and been at Cracker Barrel and Wendy's. We've heard that. But you came in one day, and the song with Kenneth Copeland, I think it was written by Betty Jean Robinson.
He is Jehovah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That was on. And you were just praising God through the broadcast, or through the radio station as we were broadcasting. And then here Kenneth Copeland comes up with a song, Blow the Trumpet in Zion. And I had this little honky horn that we would do when we get a caller to pledge. And he's going around, blow the trumpet in Grantsville with his honky horn. I lost it on the air.
Did I do that?
You did that. I lost it on the air. I lost my composure. I couldn't think.
And I just snorted in the microphone.
And I was hitting wrong buttons and everything. But, yeah, I even introduced Cindy Patty and Big John Hall came on as a result of your entertainment. So we'll blame you. But it's just been fun what God has done.
The joy of the Lord's my strength.
Yeah.
You know, and the strength of the Lord's my joy. You know, life is hard enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's... if life has handed you, what do they say? If life has handed you lemons, make lemonade.
Uh-huh.
You know, I could get down really easy when I think about all the stuff I've gone through. But the key word is through.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't stay there.
That's right.
I got on the other side. When the children of Israel were marching, I mean, Pharaoh's army was hot on their trails. They could feel the heat coming from the nostrils from the horses. And, you know, and they finally got across on the other side. And that's when Miriam picked up her tambourine and started dancing and playing this tambourine.
Yes.
You know, but she should have done it on the other side.
That's right.
It's easy to shout and dance when you've already got the victory, but when you're going through 15 incisions after having cancer surgery, it's hard. And my wife, I'm telling you, Sharon, honestly, she has kept me going. I give, you know, I couldn't do it not by myself. I had help.
Yeah.
God and God through my wife, Paula.
Yeah. And because of that, I believe the best is yet to come. God didn't bring you through this to say, okay, it's over.
Mm-hmm.
God didn't bring you through this to say, okay, that was good for then. You know, just hang out the rest of your days. No, there's more. There's always more.
Yes.
And to our listeners, no matter what you've walked through, there's still more in Christ Jesus for you. We can't give up. You can't just lose hope today.
Mm.
The coaching CD, I believe, will inspire hope in people.
I pray that it does. And it's easy to give up, but don't. Just don't give up.
Yeah.
You know, press, push. Before a mom has a baby, there comes a time when you got to push, right?
I mean, that's right.
You've had babies, and my wife has had a child, and you have to push. You have to persevere. You have to press ahead. You have to press on, regardless of what your body's screaming, I can't do this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But you do it. You do it anyway, and you finally get to the other side, and you realize, hey, this did pass. I did make it.
Mm.
And friend, you are going to make it. Help us get this message to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
We want to tell somebody else, and here's how you can help.
By writing to us at He's Alive Radio, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland 21536, or he'salive.net. This is our anniversary month, 30 years, three decades. We need to get a
Good
new
Lord.
Transmitter.
Yeah.
And I believe people can give a special anniversary gift, and we can take care of this.
They could run by the station here and just drop it off.
Absolutely.
Hey, I'll go to their house and go pick it up. I'll sing on their front porch, He is Jehovah. That's what Betty Jean used to say, He is Jehovah.
Yeah, he's that too. Thank you for being with us this week, Ron.
My pleasure.